Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, somebody hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Eric Andrew Sinati, the infamous and dangerous.
Eric who?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone. As always, I'm accompanied by the lovely Miss Bianca C-S-E-A, like the ocean. We are here again for another wonderful episode of the Hostile Zone, live on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and your FM dial. As always, we thank you for coming to the show. How are we today, Miss Bianca C?
Bianca C, that's me. I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
You're doing fabuloso, Miss Bianca C.
Fabuloso. Oh, I love that sound.
I know. I knew you would. All right. So anyway, folks, welcome to the show. As always, pull back that curtain. We reach for the topics that people are trying not to talk about, or the legacy media and others do not provide you fact, and I do, or we try the best to do that, right? So that's what we're going to do. And today we're going to talk about something dear to my heart, and that's in this document here. I'm holding up the Constitution of the United States. And
let me see that again.
What's that? Well, they got it. So we are, Miss Bianca wants to hold it up. Oh, you feel good with that?
Yes?
Don't you get an essence of power when you pull that in, and you have that in your hand?
It's
like the true essence of power. Okay. So
I do feel the power.
It is a powerful document. So with that, what saddens me is, saddens me is that the erosion of freedoms in our country is happening on a continuous basis, and it disturbs me. And I know that there's a lot of Americans out there that are disturbed by it. Now, there is a lot, and we don't get political here in who is our candidate or whatever, but we do have a new presidential administration. Mm-hmm. And as always, with any presidential administration, whether it be a Republican, a Democrat, or even an independent, it hasn't happened here, but it could. Either way, there's going to be a change in the way America moves forward. Okay. So I'm hoping, and many are as well, are hoping that this change is actually going to maybe help to stop and put an end to the erosion of our freedoms. So again, welcome to the Hostile Zone. We always untackle the most interesting and uncomfortable truths. And we say it aloud when others are afraid to say it. So we're really going to talk about something that's core, the fundamental, the foundation of the United States. And that is our freedoms, which is what makes us different from every other country and what makes us the beacon of freedom.
Yes.
And what makes America the place that immigrants are dying, literally dying, coming in the Rio Grande to swim in to this beautiful nation. And that's because we have our core freedoms.
Yeah,
however,
they call us the land of opportunity.
That's
how it.
It is. So, however, we're watching those things erode. And what?
How
real,
so?
Well, what exactly? Here it is. It's called Civicus. S I V I C U S. The United States has been added to the Civicus Monitor List, which is the first time in history that we are now listed on that. We are now on a list with Pakistan and the Democratic Republic of Congo, folks. The Democratic Republic of Congo and a bunch of other notorious countries. We are now on that list because of government crackdowns on human rights and abuses. I'm just flabbergasted. I know many folks out there don't know. Let me spell it for you one more time. C-I-V. I CUS. And I'm sure when you by the time this gets forwarded to you, our lovely, beautiful executive producer, who is still looking for a good man, let us know. Eric@ericandrewsonati.com or thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. She will have added in something about that on the screen if you're watching. On the ticker on the bottom of the screen, if you're watching, is the further contact information and all that wonderful stuff about what the show's about. But let's get it going. Let's move in, Bianca.
All
it's
right,
a tough
let's
one.
Let's move in.
So again, for those who don't know what the Civicus Monitor List is, it's an international ranking system that tracks a country's civics freedom, like their freedoms of like how free they are, their rankings. You know, like when they were saying a credit rating, mm-hmm. you have an 800 credit score. Yeah. Well, this is the credit score of countries with freedom and who suppress it and that kind of thing. That is, it is what it is. And we are now on that. So that's the ranking system. So it blows my mind. So this list monitors free speech, press, and the ability to protect those against retaliation. Mm-hmm. That's the key. And we're going to get into a controversial figure that has no crimes. They allege he's committed crimes several times, but no convictions anywhere. Hmm. They produced no evidence. And we're going to have a whole show on this person. But it is an example. We're going to use him. When a nation is placed on this list, it means that democracy is under a direct threat and that civil liberties are disappearing, fading away into yesterday. How did we as a nation get there? Just in the past year, we've seen mass federal employees, key government positions filled with political loyalists, and the U.S. withdrawing from organizations and the outright ostracization and threat, maybe, and war, sort of, against the press. What is the result? What's the result? It's a steady erosion of civil liberties, Ms. Bianca.
Oh.
Civil liberties. Your right to speak right now on the air and talk to Americans, to be on TV and radio, and to say what we want to say.
Exactly.
There are repercussions.
About my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People have been persecuted and prosecuted. I know this from firsthand experience, having had garbage spewed about me. Lies. I would love to do a whole episode. Lies, lies, lies. You should be ashamed of yourself, John. You should be ashamed of yourself that you raised your right hand and went to law school to get a degree degree to practice law. And jurisprudence fell out the window under your watch. You're the former sheriff, John. You're a disgrace to all members of law enforcement across the nation, because you personally, along with your other friend, John, eroded many people's, not just mine. And you prosecuted people that you were afraid of, people that you knew may run for office. Anyway, that is an example. I get personally upset about it. We could do a whole episode on that. But that means, are we still the United States?
Right.
Are we the United States?
I think people that do that is so pathetic.
Pathetic. And we're watching it every day. You're watching people that are going out and doing these First Amendment audits. I'm air quoting if you're watching.
That's abuse of power.
Showing up.
Half of the time, those people really don't have power.
Exactly. And again,
but still,
going back to John and Sean, mm-hmm. that courthouse now, allegedly, you can't bring even phones in there. I understand certain courtroom policies, filming in the courtroom, but they're stopping phones because maybe they know that they're egregious in their violations and that they watered down the Constitution so much they don't want cameras for people to see it. Your bottom line is there's so many incidents, including somebody died during a motor vehicle accident. And that's not the first time that's happened in this particular county I'm referring to. And it's funny how there's not body cam footage 100%. And there's always an excuse on how it happened. And there's no accountability. But if somebody speaks out against you and says, hey, I'm here, I want to help, I want to run for office, then they become a target on your list. Don't go anywhere, folks, because you don't want the Constitution to water down anymore. And we're going to talk about how that's happening right after this short break.
Looking to amplify your brand's voice? Look no further than Bishop Stein & Associates, your premier PR powerhouse. From targeted advertising to innovative marketing solutions, we're here to elevate your brand. But wait, there's more. Are you a strong speaker? Join our exclusive speakers bureau and share your expertise with the world, or book our top-tier talent for your event. Whether you're launching a product, rebranding, or seeking expert speakers, Bishop Stein & Associates delivers results. Transform your brand today. Visit us at bsaprinc.com and discover how we can amplify your success today. Bishop Stein & Associates, your strategic move.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Hostile Zone. So we were talking about the watering down of constitutional rights, basic inalienable freedoms provided by the good Lord above and by my favorite document, the United States Constitution. So we are facing authoritarian attacks, the manipulation of democratic institutions. And what does this mean for the future of America and the freedoms that we both cherish, all of us cherish so very much? I mean, you almost take them for granted, right, Ms. Bianca?
Like, yes.
You get just the fact that we can sit here and talk, that if you want to get in your car and whatever, you can do that and drive. Some countries, you can't do that. That is an example. The press being told what to say. I mean, we saw that, and it's not in my notes, but we saw that. That there were interviews with Kamala Harris during the campaign when she was running for president, and that they edited and made her not have word salads, because we know that she had word salads when she talked. Mm-hmm. This is a fact. She's not a public speaker. I'm not going to trash her as a politician, as a person, as a senator. But if you can't answer a question, and maybe Ron DeSantis in Florida can understand this too, we're going to get forward with him as well. If you can't answer a question, maybe you shouldn't be standing at a podium, either doing an interview or taking a press conference. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about with Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that. You'll have plenty of time to talk about that. So what happens to those that challenges the system? I can tell you from personal experience, it's a costly, painful process. Even when you do beat them, it's still painful for you. Because they, the government, have the power, because they control the legacy media. They control the narrative. And Google picks the stories up. And if it's a big news outlet, they have authoritative power on their websites, a domain authority from 1 to 10 score. So your story could be 5 years old. It's still going to show up because their domain authority is higher. But here is a case we're going to talk about. Very specific.
And what's the case?
We're going to talk about, not in detail, we're going to do another show. Andrew Tate.
Oh.
Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan have been very vulgar. Whether you agree what it is, and you call him misogynistic, which goes great with our previous show. If you think he's misogynistic, that is your opinion. And you're okay to have that. We're not going to talk about what we feel about him. That's not even what the purpose of today is.
I have mixed opinions.
Everybody has mixed opinions.
Some things I like about him, but some things I don't. I could explain it, but...
The thing of it is, Ms. Bianca, is here's a guy that has a voice, has a gigantic following from young, generally young men. I think his age range is like 16-year-olds, people that are really starting to get into manhood. Into their mid to late 30s and even older. He has a large following. He's very, very powerful. Whether you like what he says or not, he's not going anywhere. He spent years in Romania. They tried to prosecute him for egregious charges, human trafficking, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yet they were unable to get a conviction. They didn't even end up going anywhere with it. He came back to the United States, where, folks, he is a citizen of the United States. And he came here, and Governor Ron DeSantis, I hope you're listening, of Florida. I was a fan of yours because I really thought you did a great job during COVID and you've been a leader. But now when Andrew Tate landed his plane from Romania after not coming here with a conviction, even if he got a conviction, folks, out of Romania, it should be questionable here because our justice systems run differently. Our Constitution grants the freedom. It's the very fabric of society. So when he was coming and landed in Florida, Ms. Bianca, okay, as soon as he got off the plane, they seized his electronic devices. But if you want, yes, to search them, the old saying, give me the man and I will find the crime. You know what I'm talking about, John. You give me the man and you'll look to find something. Give me the man and I will find a crime. That is not what our country is based on. It's here's a crime and I will find the man or woman who committed it. It's not here's the man I don't like because what he says and I must find something wrong with him. Because everybody that's listening and watching right now committed a crime.
Most of the time, they're not going to find anything.
No, but they'll find something stupid. And like, I know this myself. They find stupid things that are not real. And then they plaster you on the legacy media because they work for them. Because let's be real. The legacy media want that comment. They want that interview. They want that interview. They need that interview for their race. Ratings of race. Where am I going with that? To win the race to the top, I guess. But they need that. So how else do they get that but for running the narrative of the person in power that you want to get the story from? Fake news. Fake elected people. End of story. Firstly, I don't think people in the judiciary should ever be elected. I think that should be an appointed position because then there becomes no political influence in it. But who dares to speak out? But we got to get to the relevant, famous quote of the day.
And what's that quote?
I love it. The price of liberty is external vigilance. The price of liberty is external vigilance. Thomas Jefferson, even as a memorial for himself in Washington, D.C., the founding father, one of the founding fathers of this beautiful country of ours. So there it is. What do you think? Right? I think I probably used that quote previously on a show, but I go for it anyway. So we're going to talk about, and again, we don't get political here, so you're going to see, I call a spade a spade. I'm saying like it is. So since Donald Trump, President Trump took power, since January 2025, 2,500 federal employees have been dismissed under executive orders without due process, according to, not Sinati's opinion, according to the Civicus report that we were talking about. Now, you and I might not agree with that. When somebody comes in any job and you're the boss, you look to get rid of the fat, the bloat, and say, well, I have a master of public administration. You guys know that. We call it, in people at that level in government administration, we call it duplication of services. If two people and two agencies are conducting the same business, you're duplicating a service that you didn't need duplicated. Therefore, that is an egregious waste. I wouldn't say abuse, but sometimes abuse if it's a political person you put there. But it is definitely a waste of our hard-earned tax dollars. But according to these guys from the Civicus report, they argue that the purge is a consolidated move of power, eliminating internal resistance. Quoting that from the Civicus report, not from me. But I don't know. What say you, Bianca? People, I mean, somebody comes into a job and you've worked in corporate America.
Yes.
And you've seen new managers and bosses come in. Do they not make changes?
They do.
They do. Right?
Certain changes, yes.
For the betterment of the company, the structure.
Right.
And that's what Elon Musk is doing with Doge, the government, the Department of Government Efficiency.
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I don't either.
To be honest, because there are some employees that lack and take advantage as well. So, you know, it's better to hear from the employees as well before you make
a decision. That's why he sent those emails out, Ms. Bianca. I think we talked about it. The emails are going out saying in bullet point, what did you do this week? Some people can't answer that. If somebody asked me What did you do today, this week, Eric Sinati? What did you do, Ms. Bianca C? Mm-hmm. We could say, well, we researched for the shows. You prepared some of your recordings. I wrote some of the stories and the notes that are coming out. That's what I did. Right. So I can answer that. So I don't think it's a big deal when it's sent out saying, hey, here is your show. You know, your job. Here's your show. That's your show, your job. Here's the bullet point. If you can't answer that, I gotta question that, you know? Right. And they're saving millions and billions of dollars. And that money is going to be reassigned to word of the day for those that don't use that word, okay. Reallocated to other programs and other purposes. So, you know, here we go. So 70%. So we're talking about the loyalists in government. Now, it's called the spoils system. It's been around in the United States for a while. When somebody's elected, they get to put in their political allies and whatever into key positions. I understand that. I'm putting my public administrative hat on, then taking it off and putting my political hat on, having held political office. And yes, I will hold office again. I will. You'll see it. And then taking that hat off again, putting my lawyer hat on. There it is. This is good. This is moving our Constitution in a proper manner from which the framers of our nation wanted it to go. So taking all my hats on and putting them off, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. Here's the caveat. As long as the money that they're saving is going back to the people in a surplus check, which they're having rumors saying there might be.
That would be a perfect world.
It would be, right? or since they're finding all this money that was either duplication of services of people that were in jobs that weren't needed or contracts they disposed of, then it goes back to the people, then I think that's okay. The fact that the president doesn't want to tax Social Security, I'm sure, changes many lives. I'm not one of the ones collecting it now, but you know our parents are. Mm-hmm. So I guess you know. So anyway, the people that are in office now, 70% of the new high ranking federal appointments have gone to individuals with direct political connections to the administration, according to the Government Accountability Office. Now that's a great statement, and I'm sure my bots and trolls will snip that into a small thing. They do it all the time and turn it into Sinati said, laying all kinds of people off is good. No, I'm talking about the Government Accountability Office is saying that. Hmm. But let's ponder back some years.
Okay.
I wonder if the Biden administration laid off anybody from the previous Trump administration. Did they?
I think so. I think they did.
I don't know. Maybe they did. I can say I used to get a paycheck for a position, and then after that 4 years, I no longer was able to do that job. Was I subject to that same situation? Who knows? Let's speculate. Mm. Go for it, bot and trolls. Figure it out. But either way, this trust really erodes Americans' distrust in general with law enforcement, intelligence agencies, the judiciary, which, again, I revert back to judges and prosecutors, district attorneys, whatever you want to call them, should not be on the ballot for office. Or if they are, at the very least, they should not be running under the Republican name, the Democrat name, or any other party. Mm-hmm. And if you want to make it really fair and do that, then don't hold the elections for judges, members of the judiciary, district attorneys. Don't run that election on the same day as in November. Like, for instance, when I got my Master of Public Administration, I had to write a thesis. I wrote it on the foundation and forms of government in the state of New Jersey, how each city and town and borough and township in New Jersey operate. That's what was my final accreditation for my Master of Public Administration. I'm not going to name the original town that I wrote it on, but it's called the Faulkner Act. I don't want to go into a seahole, but that they said towns that were not running as a Republican or a Democrat, they were just running as a candidate. Those elections ran in April or May. Okay. So they did not be appearing on the ballot with Republicans and Democrats. So you, if you want to look it up, the Faulkner Act out of New Jersey, when there's a, they call a nonpartisan election, electing people based on merit and on their charisma and what and their values and their opinions, you didn't do it based on what party they were. You didn't do it based on blue or red, a donkey or an elephant. They did it on the candidate. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I truly have an issue when you politicize the judiciary and law enforcement, which I'm sure President Trump, with his 34 felony indictments and convictions, might agree with me on that one, I'm sure. So that we also have the crackdown on freedom of the press. Freedom of the press. The White House press access has been cut by 40%, with journalists being barred from key briefings unless pre-approved. And that comes from Reporters Without Borders on a study in 2025. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to get into some more information, but I didn't want to mind blow you on too much statistics. Don't go anywhere. Otherwise, Doge and Elon Musk are going to come for your budget.
The Rembrandt Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. Thank you for sticking through that short commercial. I appreciate it. Somebody's got to pay the bills. We aren't bought off by elected people or personnel in government who want specialty and protection in their news stories. So we need to run regular commercials so we can earn a living to give you the facts. Mm-hmm. So that's a perfect segue into where I'm going to go. Yeah. Independent like journalist news outlets. Wasn't that a great segue? Yeah. So these independent news journalists are being flagged as security threats. I love it because this is what happened to me. So people in independent journalism are being considered threats to the government, allegedly saying reporting misinformation. Wake up, folks. Me and the other independent journalists and personnel out there are not reporting fake news. We're pulling the curtain back and reporting to you what's going on. And the people in power rely on the legacy media because they run their campaign commercials. You'll never see a campaign commercial aired on my show unless if it's for me when I'm running for office, and you will see. So anyway, that is where we're going with that, because we're seeing that. But with the Trump administration, the new administration, they're bringing people in who have a lot of following on YouTube and other Spotify and things like that. They're bringing them in and making them part of the White House News Corps. So what does that say? It says, we the people, I love that term, we the people are here, and we're going to maybe hear the truth there. We're here to hear them. I want to hear what the president really says, not the snippet that the news media, the legacy news media does. When I run a story and I talk about it on here, or I write, those of you that read my stuff, I don't ask the elected officials that I'm talking about how they want me to run the story. I may ask the people involved. We've had people here on the show. Mm-hmm. We ask them what's going on. We ask their legal counsel, what's going on. That's what we do. We get those facts. I don't want to hear from the person in government that wants to look good for their job to either get reelected, or if you're a political hack, a political crony, you have to make your elected boss look good. So they have you calling the journalist and editing and telling them, say this, don't say that. You're not going to see that on this show, and you're not going to see that on the Daily Wire. You're not going to see Ben Shapiro do that. You're not going to see Candace Owens, who was formerly with the Daily Wire, but she is now with has her own thing. You're not going to see that. They're not bought and sold. They're not bought and sold by people in power. They're bought and sold by viewers and listeners like you that are enjoying and listening and watching this show.
Yeah,
that's what they're swayed by. That's how they make their money. Another reason is that we're on this list. 12 states have passed laws restricting public demonstrations, bans on face coverings, and harsher penalties for protests related to arrests, according to the Civicus Report 2025.
Hmm.
Very interesting. That's an interesting fact.
That is.
Because I thought in the Constitution of the United States that if our First Amendment said freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
freedom of press, and freedom to assemble. What do you think assemble means, Bianca? What does assemble mean?
Not putting things together, of course.
People assembling together
mm-hmm.
in a public place to speak out against public actions, a social issue. Well, states are making laws saying you can't do that. That seems to me to be a constitutional crisis.
But yeah.
On my end. So with that part, maybe I agree a bit with the Civicus report
mm-hmm.
because that concerns me. That's alarming that they're passing laws that we can't assemble in free speech. Now, I'm going to get bouted here, so I'm going to put the caveat in it.
Oh, boy.
You do need permits in certain places to assemble X amount of people together.
Okay, yes, that is understandable.
Yeah, I'll give you an example I know from personal experience, and it's not a discussion on a protest or somebody arguing against government. But I used to be a park ranger, folks. Yes, many moons ago, one of my first jobs, I was a park ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I enforced the laws and rules and regulations of government parks, and I had a division. I think there was like, man, we're going back like a long time. I don't want to say my age, but I think it was probably like 11 parks underneath my jurisdiction when I was on duty. I don't mean under my jurisdiction for the bots and trolls that I run the park, but I patrolled and issued summonses and tickets and whatever and told okay. people what they could not, could not do. And I'm going to quote you two of them because I remember them. One of them said that if you were going to have an organized soccer game or a baseball game, in a field that if you went with three people, you could play ball on that field.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a picnic with your families, whatever you want, because it was a governmentally funded park. We, the people, paid the taxes mm-hmm. for me as a park ranger to patrol it, because also I rendered aid to those in need.
Okay.
Whatever thing it might be, children getting hurt. We searched for people that did bad things. You know, we were looking for child predators that were in the parks. You know, we were doing all that stuff you would think someone who's patrolling would be doing. Anyway, so one of them was, I never liked this one.
Okay.
If I saw a group of people playing in the soccer field, more than 20, I think the number was 20 people, then okay. I was supposed to give them a warning or issue them a summons. And the fine, I think it was something egregious, like $500. But
oh, wow.
Because they did not get a permit from the government to assemble for that party. Of that game. Another one was, and this one's kind of stupid, but I just have to throw it out there because they have to laugh.
Okay.
You got a ticket if you had a dog on a leash that extended more than 6 feet. And that, I believe, was a safety issue because if you had your dog on a leash, you're walking it. Well, always you had to pick up from behind your dog, obviously.
Well, yeah,
whatever
yeah.
presence they leave, you need to clean it up. But
mm-hmm.
the fact that the six foot rule or whatever it was, don't bop me and show me on the number. But it was so you can obviously have your dog in close range should there be an incident with another person or an animal.
Even when they're on the leash. Okay.
Yes. But the people who wanted to assemble, and I would see this a lot. I'm going to drop the truth. It's not in my notes.
Okay.
Most of the people that had these big events were of Spanish, Latin descent. But so, mm-hmm. of which you are
European mostly.
Where I was working, it was mostly, but it wasn't a problem. So I don't want to say it was a racial issue, but
mm-hmm.
they would get together on a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever day it was.
You know, big family or friends,
and they would come together and play a game. And you know, our government, and honestly, folks, I never, ever, ever, ever issued a summons. I gave verbal warnings and said, "Hey, this is the rule. I don't really care that they were playing a game, but that actually was written into law, believe it or not, under Republican administration. So, you know.
You know, it was very good of you to not do, you know, give them that summons. You know what I mean? Because it would have ruined their day.
And so I
just because you're being outdoor and and being with a family or friends. So, like, you know, that's nice that you didn't do that.
Yeah, there are I some just couldn't do it. I would see that. Little kids playing. I would go up and tell whoever looked in charge, an adult, hey, listen, here's the law. And I don't want to quote the statute number because then people will know where it was that I worked. But I actually still have it memorized in my head because I said it all the time. You should, you know, here's the rule. Here's the law. You need to get a permit. And it was like $100 for a permit. Not a big deal. But but here's the difference. They used the funds from that money to fund for the parks. You know what I mean? So that, and to be fair.
But one thing I do disagree with, but, you know, that's just another way of getting money out of you. Yeah,
I like that. I like that. Say that one more time, nice and loud into the mic.
It's like in a way of getting more money out of you.
Right. Now, let me explain that because people don't. Let me throw the old political and public administrative hat on you. Every time the government at any level, from municipal, city, town, whatever, to county, to state, or any other, or the motor vehicles, the division of motor vehicles, all of these people, anytime they charge you a fee for services, that's a tax, folks. So when somebody elected to office says, I am going to cut the taxes, and they do, but then you pay fees. When you come down to certain places in the south of the United States, their property taxes is cheaper, but then you have to pay a fire tax or fire fee. So, okay.
My taxes are lower,
but I got to pay a fee to get the fire department to come.
I think it's ridiculous about the car thing.
And that's what I'm saying. You have to pay to register your car. The government's collecting that money.
I think it's unfair about what type of car you have because, you know, it varies. Oh, I think it should just be, if you're going to do that, it should just be one price for everybody and not just like more for one person and more and less for another. You know what I mean? It should be a reasonable amount that everybody could afford.
Exactly. You know reasonable what I mean? Amount. Thank you. And you used a key word, reasonable. Mm-hmm. The reasonable person standard. We might have to put a lawyer hat on you or a public administrator hat. You just listened to me so much. it's called the reasonable person standard.
Oh.
What would a reasonable person with the same level in education, intellect, background, what would they do in that same situation? And that's the reasonable person standard. That's wearing my lawyer hat. Mm-hmm. But it is true because some people who have families, that $100 is the difference between the cable bill or the TV bill or a cell phone bill. And for others, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about people who are drinking in the park and stuff. We're talking about playing a game. So that $100 is a tax. Every time you pay a tax in these other southern places, the property tax is cheaper. You pay a fire commission tax. You pay for your garbage collection separately. Mm-hmm. So is it really cheaper? No, you're still paying anyway. So
that's what they don't tell you in certain areas too.
They don't let you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as an area starts to become populated with people, they raise the fees. And I understand they raise tax and fees. Because there is infrastructure.
The control of the population. Need that. Well, I get that. Yeah.
You have to have traffic lights. Mm-hmm. You have to ensure that each roadway, I mean, putting my public administration hat on, the engineers of the town could say how many cars could drive on a paved road before it starts to fall apart. Mm-hmm. So that's infrastructure. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and talk about Andrew Tate and how he is an example of our watered down rights. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share. Or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen. Or enter my referral code, 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC.
PC and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sinati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to The Hostile Zone with Eric A. Sinati and my lovely, gifted, angelic voice co-host, Miss Bianca C. S-E-A, like the ocean.
Bianca C, that's me.
You should start dressing like a mermaid on a set. All right, so before
I got my hair as a, naturally.
Your hair's still wet. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, folks. So we were talking about the erosion of government freedoms and stuff, and we had briefly mentioned Andrew Tate. So we're not going to break him down too hard here today, but I do want to do an episode moving forward, but we're both aware who he is, so we're going to talk about him. Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan have faced legal battles in multiple countries. And I will say, they've walked away victoriously on each allegation that had been made. So you have to ask yourself, how many times are you going to persecute somebody? Again, is it find me the man and I'll find you a crime? Or is it I find a crime, let me find the man that committed it? It seems a little opposite here. So the Tate brothers, Andrew and Tristan Tate, have no charges pending as far as we know as of now. And they have no convictions as of now. And I suspect they won't have one. But now they are an investigation because the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, a Republican, is reportedly moving forward to push a case against him on his return to the United States. So these guys were basically held in Romania for 3 years or so, either on home confinement, meaning they couldn't leave their home, or inside of a Romanian jail cell, which, folks, this is the United States. I can only imagine. And we are going to have Andrew on the show in the future. We're working on booking the date, so we're going to talk more about that. But I'm sure the conditions are a little different. But he was barely back in the United States, and he holds a passport. He was barely back in the United States. And when he landed his plane, there were warrants to collect his electronic devices. Do what? Jeez. What are you going to do? The guy's been in another country under investigation for 3 years. 3 years. And he has no convictions. What are you looking for, state of Florida? Who called you, Governor DeSantis? Who did you talk to? What political donor donated money to you and said, if you want your career to go forward, you have to do this? Because if you watch his press conference, he wasn't at first. He said, I don't know much about this, he said. I don't know much about this situation. He didn't.
So if you don't know much about it, then why do you say
ready,
to do it?
I got for you, and you're going to like this.
Okay.
You watched the press interview with me.
Yeah.
In preparation. The key word is he said, I didn't even know anything until I heard it from the press, the media. Nobody questions that comment. I hope if you're listening to me, Eric A. Sinati, right here on Hostile Zone, go and watch Ron DeSantis' press conference. He starts off by saying, I didn't know much about him coming here to this state, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sure my executive producer will put that in here so you can hear it and see it yourself. He said, I did not know much until the media notified me. Really? But then a little bit later, he says, I had ordered a preliminary investigation. What would you order a preliminary investigation? And then minutes later, because the guy was an 11-hour flight from Romania to here, he didn't say he was coming here. Mm-hmm. So, and Ron, you literally said you knew nothing about this till you heard it from the media. And I have to ask myself, you ran a preliminary investigation and a full investigation and got warrants and subpoenas all together in this guy's 11-hour flight, enough to take his electronic. No, I'm not saying. I'm going to reword that. To seize his electronic devices all in that short period of time.
Wow, that's short.
You didn't even catch that.
Not even, he didn't
I sandbagged you because I wanted to see. Nobody even heard that part.
Wow.
If you look at it and listen, he says, I know nothing about this or I didn't know he was coming here. But for hearing something from the media, I wonder, the bought and paid for people told him, here it is. Because then a little bit later, this guy lands in Florida and they take his electronic devices.
So in that short period of time, he just made the decision just like that.
Right.
Just to seize wow.
You have to. I'm going to cover this story on Eric A. Sinati Unplugged, the other syndicated TV radio show, which will also be available in every podcast platform about 30 minutes after we air. We're going to get into that case even more.
I just got to understand, like, what's going on with the justice system? Isn't there supposed to be, like, a proper investigation?
Due process.
Yeah, due process.
It's called the 14th Amendment, yeah. Governor. The 14th Amendment. Due process of the law. Equal application of the law. Me, I personally, I'm aware of this because I've experienced unequal application of the law. I've been denied due process myself, so I totally feel where this is happening. Mm. That's why we're going to cover this. Andrew Tate has made the rounds. He's been on Patrick Bet David's podcast with Valuetainment.
And what else?
This week he was on. Oh, okay. Great. Patrick does a great job. Patrick Bet David, Valuetainment. I'm sure you watched him. He also did an interview with Candace Owens. Which I find, and we watched that for the show.
I do like her.
We found that to be fascinating because Candace is very conservative. Candace is family wholesome, religious person, et cetera, that kind of thing. And if you know anything about Andrew Tate, their values are, I won't say values, but their opinions, Candace and Andrew Tate, are far from the same. And Candace invited him on the show, even though they don't stand for the same principles, but they stand for freedom. They stand for transparency. They stand for their government applying the law as it's written. They believe in due process. So whether you like Candace Owens or not, whether you like Andrew Tate or not, whether you like Eric A. Sinati or not, we're here.
We're not going anywhere.
Thank you, Ms. Bianca.
You're welcome.
We're not going anywhere. And just in case you were wondering, they voiced their opinion under the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And that's what's under attack. And that's why it's so sad that our nation, for the first time ever, has been added to this watch list. Any thoughts from you, Ms. Bianca, on that?
Well, I feel like it's very unfair from an opinion.
Now, and I know you watched Andrew Tate. And you have like 2 minutes before end of calls, but I want you to end it with what you think. You're a woman and you didn't like some of the things he said.
So my opinion is about Andrew Tate is there's certain things that I like about him and there's certain things I don't.
Right.
Like with his business and motivating men and people, I love that he does that.
Right.
What the other thing I don't like about is his view on women.
What he publicly
and the respect.
What's in
publicly,
videos.
You know what I mean?
I just
feel like he hasn't found the right right hand woman. So it'll change.
You're going
his
back
opinion,
to our previous episode.
I'm just saying, it always takes a good woman next to you to make a better man.
Right.
So I hope one day he'll find the right woman. But for his view right now, you know,
But do you believe they're treating him fairly?
I don't believe he's being treated fairly.
That's where we were going today. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a whole episode on him, and we're going to get him on the show, both shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted you as a woman to say, yeah, you're a little things he said might have turned you off as a woman.
Right.
But
the submissive part, right. I think he just likes the submissive women. I'm like, you know, there's a fine line to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, a woman still has to have the respect of herself in order to have it. But we'll get into that in the next show. But yeah, that's it.
So, you know what? We're about to come to a hard close because my producer's screaming in my ear, folks. So, and if we could go on forever about Andrew Tate, and we're going to do it, folks. So we're going to get there and talk about it. But the United States being included in this watch list isn't just some bureaucratic technicality. It is a full-blown red flag that we all should be facing and thinking about. Mm-hmm. The numbers don't lie. The fact that we made this list doesn't lie. So, as always, 180 forward, 180 backwards, folks. Mm-hmm. 180 degrees, your head on a swivel, especially now, because you can't even trust anybody anymore. So you need to be 180 forward, 180 backwards, which equals 360 times how many days?
A whole lot of days.
A whole lot of days. 306. It's right there on the screen for you. 300. How many days are in a year? Yeah, 360 times 365 every day of the year. Right. Keep your head on a swivel. So make sure you tune in, because we keep it to you as it's supposed to come. Again, as always, I thank everybody, because without you, we have nothing. The closing quote of the day. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Benjamin Franklin. And as we always end, jump in, my executive producer. Funny quote of the funny joke of the day. You got to unmic the regular mic. Thank you, Carrie. All right, how are you this morning? I love you. Know, actually, if you didn't not unmute, it wouldn't be the Hostile Zone. So we're okay. We love you to death. I truly do. Honestly, I could do a whole show on what a wonderful person you are. But anyway, funny joke of the day. True. Why don't authoritarian leaders play Monopoly? Why don't authoritarian leaders play Monopoly? Very good, close. Because they already own everything. Boom. Hmm. Wah, wah, wah. Anyway, folks, thank you very much for coming out to Hostile Zone. Miss Bianca C., what do you say?
Hmm?
No, never mind. Okay. I was going to give her, I was gonna give her a final thought. But anyway, anyway, folks, thank you very much for coming out to Hostile Zone. We're here every night. We appreciate you. We appreciate you coming here, listening, downloading us on the podcast afterward. God bless America. God bless you. God bless the United States. Again, I'm going to say that twice. God bless America. God bless the United States and our Constitution. Freedom rings free everywhere in America, especially right here at the Hostile Zone. We'll see you again tomorrow night, folks.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the balls bursting in air, get through the night, that our flag was still there.
And she's not going anywhere.
Oh,